I saw the reactions of the letters to the ads in Friends Journal. There were some people who were, this side should not be permitted to speak. It was almost the essence, and I'm sorry if I unfairly characterize anybody's opinion there, but it had a vehemence that was to that degree. Is this the biggest reaction you hear from, particularly I'm thinking women, who say you can't advocate that policy?
I heard a lot more of it in the 1980s, and this was when I was really getting into it because, of course, I'd been in the peace movement, feminist movement, and various and sundry social justice movements, and I was being drawn into this one, and I realized that even among Quakers, the roof could fall in on me if I brought it up. And I actually became rather timid about it, and that will startle people who know me well. I'm not generally the timid type. But that was actually one of the reasons that I did get into it, is, now, wait a minute. I mean, even if I'm completely wrong on this, I should be allowed to say so, and people would, you know, can sit me down and patiently explain to me why I'm wrong. But if they're laying hostility on me, then that is another inconsistency in terms of how Quakers normally are about, you know, laboring with each other and all. And in addition to being an inconsistency, it suggests that people really deep down know that we are talking about violence, because if they really had confidence in their position, they'd be willing to sit down and patiently explain instead of doing what I call cognitive dissonance-induced belligerency. Because cognitive dissonance is known to induce this kind of belligerent attitude. Now, of course, there are plenty of people who are exactly like that. Stan, obviously, is being right even as we speak, and his letter was that way as well. But I have noticed that this is dissipating over time, that the kind of hostility that I was constantly getting in the 1980s is considerably less. The kind of sense that how dare you even bring up that opinion is not nearly what it used to be, but it startled me that it was ever there at all.